The best in African music, on The World Show with Nikki B.
Maya 959. The last track from the first feature for tonight, Siritsi of Siritsi and the Natives, the album Mapato, and that one, Meh. Absolutely beautiful. Good vibes. And talk about good vibes. Right now, I have our second special guest, and I have been waiting for a long, long time to have this man in the studio. Maxwell Baloyi, welcome to the World Show.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
In fact, I think over the years, in fact, come closer to the mic. Yeah,
good. That's fine.
Over the years, I've said, Maxwell, come to the show. Come. Yeah. No. We're going to wait until this or that. And now is the perfect time.
Now is the time.
Yes.
Now is the time.
You've brought such a beautiful album.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Nikki. Thank you so much. It's such a pleasure for me to be here. And let me greet the Kaya FM listeners as well. And before that as well, I think it's very important to acknowledge and allow the atmosphere to accept that the great maestro is gone, Thabang Taban. What a great spirit. You know, condolences to the family and to the fans as well, and to the music fraternity.
Thank you for saying that. Yes, thank you so much. I did a musical tribute on him earlier today on the show.
Yes.
And one just realizes not only is a great musician left us, not only a great musician, but also somebody who carried the spirit of the drums.
Exactly.
But in essence, he carried a legacy.
Yes.
And it made me concerned about who stands to continue that legacy? You know, it's almost that feeling of, please don't let this be the end of the drum, the spirit of Malombo legacy, you know?
Exactly.
Yes. Did you ever work with him?
Yes, I've worked with Thabang long time ago. Along with and what a coincidence, and you know, along with Sisa Sopazi's late as well.
Yes.
So Sisa Sopazi was a drama to Tandiswa,
yes,
and Thabang Taban. But there are lots of projects, actually one project that we worked on, and we had lots of performance with Thabang Taban. What a great spirit.
Yes.
What a great spirit. And the interpretation as well, it was very unique based on how we see the drums, how we see this, the resonance of the skin.
Yes. Yes. Amazing.
Amazing. Amazing.
You know, you speak about that, and I never knew you'd worked with Thabang.
Yeah, I worked with Thabang.
And you know, Maxwell, you've just released your debut solo album.
Yes.
But I know you because you've worked with everyone.
Most of
and
the
I've
artists.
Just added another one to the list, you know.
Yes.
So you've worked with so many. Name some of the artists that you've worked with.
I've been working with Pops Mohammed
a lot.
We had a show last night at the basement after such a long time.
Yes.
Lately, I've been working with the great maestro Malume Makoi Mrobata.
Yes.
And I existed from that era of Kwaito as well as a producer.
So were you working as a producer during those?
I was working as a producer.
I never knew that.
Yeah, I worked as a producer. I used to be a keyboard player for Shana.
Oh, amazing! Yes. Yes.
And I've worked with Christos as well. I've worked with Papa Pen Penny long time ago.
Yes.
I was under the mentorship by the great Peter Teenage Disco Shangan Music.
Yes.
So I've been around.
You've been around. Yeah. And of course, I got to know you when you were working with Femi Koya.
I've worked with Femi.
Yeah,
I was with Femi.
The first time you and I chatted, we were in a taxi coming back. Well, not a taxi, it was a...
It was shuttle from Swaziland.
We were coming back from the Swaziland.
From Yebogogo.
Yebogogo, Bologna's Festival.
Yeah,
and that gave us the first opportunity to have a chat.
Yes.
We were traveling together in the taxi on the way back to Joburg.
Exactly.
Yes. Deep, so there's Femi Khoya as well.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
What a diverse range of music.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. It's been like that.
Yes.
It's been like that. More special based on the location where I come from, because I mean, when you talk about Limpopo, you are talking about more than three tribes.
Yes.
And diversity as well. So when it comes to music taste, it's something else.
You think that influenced your diversity?
I know so.
Yes.
I know so. Because, I mean, I grew up listening to Nwamatak Bomba, we're talking about Shirinda.
Yes.
You are talking about Mfana Watimbila. You are talking about... Yes, Thomas Chauke as well.
Yes.
You know, but there's been lots of indigenous music artists that side as well.
Yes.
That never had a chance to record some of the music or some of the work.
So where did you grow up, and what were you listening, what were you exposed to as a child? Were these the artists?
So I grew up from Malamulele, in a village called Shitlelan. Obviously, we moved later on to Malamulele. My taste of music has been really wild, because I was introduced to Leno the Dembo by my brother. You're talking about Salif Keita.
Yes.
Yeah, you're talking about, I heard you playing the new offering of Yusondo.
Yes.
And a little bit of jazz as well from one of my friends who's been collecting jazz. You know the culture where, like, there's always that neighbor always play blues, you know, so one way or another we'll end up transcribing by force. So, I've been privileged to listen to everything.
Yes.
Yeah.
And when did the piano come into your life?
It's you won't believe it. When I go to school of music, the main aim it was to play bass, not piano.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Oh,
but
really?
I had a little bit of knowledge with keys, you know, because my brother used to force me to play keys on a next door band, you know, and that was disco way back then.
Yes.
So I didn't have like really huge knowledge. Like, unlike other kids who play in church, I never really had that opportunity, you know. So the piano happened when I was in Natal Technikon.
Yes.
Because based on the standard, you know, that side, they said, no, let's just try piano. You will go through a bridging course for a year. If it works, well, we'll see. But I had a passion for keyboard as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
You said Natal Technikon.
Natal Technikon.
Believe it or not, I also went to Natal Technikon, but I studied fine arts.
Oh, yay.
It's now called university. It's now a university.
Durban Institute of,
Institute of Technology. Yeah. That's what it is.
So,
yes.
So it means you were in City Campus.
Yes.
The small city campus.
Yes.
They had a video tech as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
Going back in
Yo.
Time. But now you speak about that. So you decided to go and study music. But
yes.
But where did that come from? You know, I mean, did you come from a musical family? What made you that person who wanted to finish school and go and study music?
So I was participating in the choir, choral choir.
Okay.
Choral music for such a long
time.
So
you had sung, or you'd always sung?
I was a tenor singer way back then. I was a tenor singer. And we were so obsessed. We were not even aware that things that we were doing way back then, it was transcription.
Yes.
Because we'll sit down with the recordings and even check the tonal quality of how they sing and try by all means to get closer to the tonal quality.
By ear.
By ear.
Yes.
By ear. We were not notating, we were not even aware. I mean, obviously, choir master always teach you how to read it, the solfège.
Yes.
But, I mean, later on, I got obsessed with this music. And by the way, my brother is a bass player. So I never had a chance to, like, go and do accounting, he had identified that long time ago that you're going to be an artist.
It's just He laid the ground. He probably convinced the parents before you had to.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. Yes. As yes. you know, the struggle.
Yes. Beautiful.
Beautiful.
So it was through the voice that you were you decided you wanted to go and study music.
Through the voice and through the emotions as well, and through the influence of the surroundings as well, different collections as well.
Yes.
How I articulate things. It was far much better when there's music rather than other things that were happening. So I realized that I think art is the thing that can really work for me.
It was a soul calling.
It's a soul calling.
Yes.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Amazing. Thanks.
Well, you know, when I look at this album, and I think we should play one of the tracks now. Sorry, I'm thinking of so many things. That's why I stopped, because I was thinking, why don't you sing still? But I suppose you sing through the keys.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
This is such a beautiful album. It's called Healing Palms.
Thank you so much.
You were about to say something.
Yeah. Yeah, no. Continue. It's okay.
It's called Healing Palms, and I want to hear more about why Maxwell has called it Healing Palms, even though I kind of know why anyway. But I want to start with a track that I've played on the World Show already. It's so beautiful. Divine Mother Beyond Gravity.
Mm.
Tell us about this track, Maxwell.
Divine Mother Beyond Gravity. So within this track, we are talking about the motherly love that knows no gravity. We are talking about the highest order of love that cannot be replaced. We are talking about the womb mother that sees no impossibility. We are talking about the selfless love and the devotion love that comes from a mother. And
Mother Earth.
And Mother Earth as well. The love that cannot be replaced at all. That it goes beyond what we perceive, what we see. So the concept of beyond gravity, I'm challenging gravity, that within my existence, the motherly love that I've seen from women, even the gravity cannot even take anything from it, cannot really pull down the love to the ground. So it's a contribution to the womb mother, to nature as well, to the moon as well, to explain that this love that exists, it goes beyond the pain, and that's Divine Mother Beyond Gravity.
Sure. Well, you know what? It might be an instrumental album, but you've just given me the lyrics.
Yeah.
Maxwell Baloyi, we are celebrating his incredible new album, Solo Piano. It's what it is. The album's called Healing Palms, and coming up after this, Divine Mother Beyond Gravity.
On their back.
On the street.
On the air.
And online at kaya959.co.za.
To uplift and inspire on The World Show with Nikki B.
Inspire 959. I spoke over the last. Beautiful. Divine Mother Beyond Gravity. Maxwell Baloyi, of course, he's in the studio with us. His brand new album, so beautiful, is called Healing Palms. Now, Maxwell, in fact, you know, I spoke about the first time you and I had kind of conversed, and we were in a car together for 4 hours, so it was a perfect time to sit and chat. And I remember it made a strong impression on me because we spoke, we went right in, and we spoke a lot about the healing power of sound.
Exactly.
You know, so that's why I said it's no surprise to me that this album is called Healing Palms. But why did it take you this long to do your own album? And why did you decide to do it as a piano album?
It's a great question. It's a great question. Look, I mean, we're sitting in, I think, this seven tracks.
This is seven tracks album.
However, this work has been existing for more than 20 years.
Yes.
So these are some of the themes that I've been playing when I was still in tech as a solo piano. These are some of the tracks that I've been playing with the band as well. But I think during COVID, where everybody was locked down, I had a space to revisit most of this work. And I couldn't hear other instruments beside the solo piano that was hovering with all these melodies. So a solo piano, because I think there is a certain sound that I'm introducing as a pianist, and then all the other projects will follow into these sounds beyond me playing based on the technique. There's a certain sound that I'm interrogating, and I think Healing Palms speaks to that sound.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's interesting because I was thinking of this interplay. You know, we often say healing hands, that person's got healing hands.
Yeah.
So in a sense, for me, that's also what you're playing on, is the healing coming through your hands, coming through the way you touch those keys.
Exactly. So it's a concept of hands are playing the piano, but this healing hands translates into frequency, and this frequency is healing. So the whole idea of this healing palm says, as much as there is pain, we can use our hands to heal. So it's not really confined to only music. It's open enough for fine art as well,
yes,
for visual art as well. But it's to remind people that, hey, we use hands for different things, but within these hands as well, we can heal. In this instance, piano is just the mouthpiece, the extension of frequency comes from the hands, but piano is just a mouthpiece. And I believe that there are other instruments as well that can channel healing.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right. And I suppose that it's the hands that you're using to make these,
exactly,
the piano, as you say, as
exactly
a conduit for that healing energy. Beautiful. But you also draw strongly on, you know, when I listen to this album, there's also elements that you're drawing on that are so distinctly South African, the tradition, the
exactly
piano tradition.
Exactly.
Who were you, and who have you been inspired by over the years?
To be honest, Maestro Pops Mohammed has been someone that I've spending time with.
Yes. Again, healing sounds.
Healing sounds as well, because this is the healing sounds. So what I've been trying to do is to translate some of the indigenous sounds, like he plays kora, plays mbira, and try to interpret it through a piano. So for some odd reason, as much as they are a great pianist that I love, but I've been trying by all means to emulate indigenous sounds from indigenous instruments to the piano, which of course I guess I haven't really accomplished a lot on that, but I think we're getting somewhere.
Well, I think you've accomplished it, but you're allowed to say, I've accomplished it and I'm still exploring.
Yes. I'm still exploring.
Because this album is an accomplishment of that.
Exactly. Yes. But you can't run away from influence like the late Moses Mlelekwa.
Yes.
You can't run away from influence like your Philip Dabane, Kukupa Metsi.
Yes.
You know,
I'm even finding Zim Ngawana.
You can't run away
in
from
in this album.
You can't run away.
He's
from
He's definitely Zimology. Visiting you every now and again.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I was a student of Zim as well.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting. So when you completed at Technikon Natal, you've gone on to study further. In fact, you're also a teacher. You also
yes. So when I completed with Technikon Natal, remember. They had to move some of the departments. So I completed my diploma with Natal Technikon. Then I proceeded to University of KwaZulu-Natal, Howard College.
Yes.
That's where I met Zim. He was teaching that time.
Okay.
But I never really had enough time to sit down with him and explore more of this stuff. But each and every time he will call me to his office to teach me something.
Yes.
You know, because I was busy with we're doing sound designing after the diploma. You know, so I continued with University of KZN.
Sound designing, what is that?
Sound designing is dealing with the sound, creating sound out of the envelopes. So you design sound from the scratch.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Very interesting.
So I do soundscapes as well for films.
Yes.
I deal with jingles as well.
Well, you know, I was saying to you earlier, why has it taken you so long to release? Look how busy you are with so many different aspects.
Yeah,
yes.
I have been a busy bee. Yeah.
Yes. And then you studied at Durban.
Yes, I studied at Durban.
Yes.
I studied at Durban. Then later on moved to Pretoria. I joined a college called Okrim. I was teaching piano and improvisation. And then later on, I was doing part-time with the University of Pretoria.
Yes.
And then 2009, I moved to Central Johannesburg College, a TVET college. It was based in Crown Mine. They've got music department and art as
yes.
well. Now moved to Bramfontein, Smith Street. We have hospitality and music and art and design.
Yes, and you are teaching
as
well.
I'm still teaching there.
Yes.
I'm still teaching there. So.
Beautiful.
Yes.
Let's move back to the album.
Yes.
The next track is the last track on the album, but it's I don't know if it's within the same album, definitely, but it's also a bit groovy. It's a bit of a departure from the other six songs.
Yes.
So this one interested me, Trance Dance.
Trance Dance. Trance Dance is coming from the concept that I was introduced by the master, Pops Mohammed. So later on when we visited Karahari, the Sand people took me and Bra Pops to the fire dance. But as they dance around the fire, there's music, there's drums as well, there's a rhythm. Then I realized that as much as they do one and the same thing, the repetition of the melody, after a few minutes, they transcend to the highest level of vibration.
It's a form of meditation.
It's a form of meditation. So this trance dance emulate the very same experience that I've seen. But in a simple term, I'm saying some of the troubles that we have, some of the troubles that we're going through, some of the pains that we have and adversity can go away if we dance as a purpose of transcending beyond.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Maxwell Baloyi on the World Show. Without further ado, off his album Healing Palms, which is available on all platforms. We'll talk more about that on the other side. This one coming up is Trance Dance.
Kaya 959.
On the streets.
On the air. First heard on the World Show with Nikki B. Thank you.
Yeah. Yay! Trance a Dance. Maxwell Baloy is the artist. And of course, the album is Healing Palms. I just got messages. I've been so involved with my guests, but I just got messages that apparently you could be hearing our voice chatting. So I hope that's been informative for you as well. But absolutely beautiful, Maxwell.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
You know, when I first chatted to you and when we've chatted over the years and hearing this album, when I listened to this album, I'm like, did this man just sit down and like meditate for an hour? Is that how the album came about? I've got that feeling like you just, and I know it wasn't, but that you were sitting in a room and you just took one take from beginning to end as a form of meditation. That's how the album reads to me. But in recording and in performing these songs, is that where it comes from?
I'm surprised. I don't know how you managed to get that, because it was just a one take of one theme from first track to the last track.
Did you sit down and record the album in one go?
Yes, I sit down and record the album from one go. There was no second take. There was no pause at all. From one track to the last track, and that's it. It was just a meditation.
Amazing.
Just a meditation.
But Maxwell, for me, isn't that quite a, that for me is a deep level of meditation.
Exactly. Exactly. It's a deep meditation of it's a deep level of meditation indeed.
Because meditation is something you've been practicing through your art.
Exactly. It's a process of surrendering to the sound. It's a process of surrendering to things that you don't know, and you accept that the process is happening right now, and beyond that, there's no other moment besides the one that is existing.
So when we speak meditation, without music, yes, without your instrument, do you practice meditation, or is it that you've always practiced it through with music as your medium?
I've been practicing meditation through music. I never really moved away from music.
You never sat in a lotus position in a corner?
No, not at all. Because even the meditation class that I will attend, you'll find that it is a sound journey with Brahpops, with his Kora and Bira.
Yes.
You know, it's only sound journey. I never really... I would like to practice that kind of meditation as
but
well.
But doesn't matter, because it doesn't you already really do it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And what does it take? I mean, over the years of practice, what does it take is it practice that allows you to go to those realms?
It's practice and practice, but beyond practice, it's a process of you dissolving to this sound. You tend to be one with this sound. You tend to be one with the instrument. You tend to be one with everything, and you tend to be one with the stillness as well.
I suppose it's like any form of mastery.
Exactly.
The more you master your instrument,
exactly,
the more you can let go.
Exactly.
Cerezzi was almost talking about that as
yes,
well.
Yes. The more you master your instrument, the more you let go. You let go of everything that you know. You let go of the knowledge that you know. And then you trust the process.
Would you say, in essence, your music has allowed you to come closer to what we call God?
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. I think I regard this music as a form of mantra. I regard this music as a repetition. I regard this music as a channel of divinity as well. I regard this music as a channel of healing. I regard this music as a space of seeing things that we don't know, and we accept that the unknowns are existing within us. But beyond that, I regard this music as a form of worship to God.
Beautiful. Yeah. Connection with spirit.
Connection with spirit.
Let's hear another track because I want to squeeze in two and we are going to run out of time. This next one is called Reflection. And I suppose it's exactly what we've been talking about.
Exactly. Exactly. It's so beautiful that everything that we had a deep conversation about previously is manifesting on this album as well. So it means you are part of this project.
I'm honored. Thank you so much. Maxwell Baloy on The World Show. And thank you for all the beautiful messages that are coming through, just appreciating Maxwell's conversation and, of course, Healing Palms. This one coming up is Reflection.
959-959-959.
Songs of healing and inspiration on The World Show with Nikki B. Thank you.
Beautiful.
So absolutely beautiful.
Beautiful.
Reflection. Maxwell Baloy, Healing Palms. Truly, the music. Your hands. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for your healing palms. Thank you so much. So beautiful.
Thank you so much.
Maxwell, have you got gigs coming up? Tell us what's happening.
Yeah, so on the 26th of February, I'm doing a solo piano at Breeze Block Cafe in Brixton. And we're having Pessima Band as well to...
Oh, great.
To have a conversation about this healing palms as what's the concept and where is it going. And other stuff that will be happening, I'll update my followers on all these other platforms. I'm part of Facebook as Maxwell Baloy, and Instagram as well, Maxwell Baloy. And then for bookings, it's Maxwell Baloy bookings @gmail.com.
Beautiful.
Thank you so much.
I want to see you perform more and more and more.
Thank you so much.
We're running out of time, but I've got to play this one in full. Mm. So we're going to run a little bit over time. And when I listen to this song, I've been wanting to play it so badly. So tonight I've been saving it. But when I listen to the song, I don't know, are there 5 or 6 songs in this song? Because when I listen to it, it takes me on such a journey that there's moments that it's almost like there's 5 songs in one. So beautiful. It's a prayer for peace.
Oh, what a beautiful piece. What a beautiful song. A prayer for peace says, in order to see peace on the outer side, we must have peace within. And the only way that we can have peace within is to interrogate our space. And the only way we can have peace within ourselves is to accept that we must work within ourselves. We mustn't look for peace around other people. We must create inner peace so that it will be simple to observe peace on the outer side. What a song. And I mean, where we are as a world right now, we need such beautiful, positive energy. We need such beautiful frequency because a lot has been happening. And I think this can be one of the intervention, you know, to speak to humanity that there is still hope. There is still love and there is still resilience as well. And if we are able to see each other and to see ourselves within each other's eyes, it means we are one. So the only thing that we can do is to love each other and support each other.
I have nothing to add. I just have to play the song. Maxwell Baloy, thank you so much for joining us on the World Show.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for such a beautiful offering. It's called Healing Palms, and it's available on all the platforms and also on CD. I think people can write to you if they want to access, or even better, go and attend one of Maxwell's performances and get your own copy from him.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Maxwell. Thank you. I'm going to end with this prayer for peace. You couldn't have said it better. And of course, whatever else you do this week, make sure that you keep shining and of course, keep it Kaya.
Can you feel the beat?
Kaya 959.
We are rhythm.
The rhythm.
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 And beat. Songs of healing and inspiration on The World Show with Nikki B.